Hi, Mingfei here, and I work in Windows Azure Media Services as a program manager. This video is the first part of how to use Windows Azure Media Services .NET SDK. In this video, we are going to demonstrate how do you use Media Services .NET SDK to upload a video into Media Services account. Talking about accessing media services programmatically, you could either use REST API, Java SDK, or .NET SDK. The latter two are just a wrapper on top of REST API that we have. And for this video, we are going to focus on .NET SDK. Firstly, we will open Visual Studio and create a console app. Click on OK. We will need to import a bunch of reference. Similar to other Windows Azure SDK team, we have our NuGet package. And this is the page for NuGet package. And we could also right-click on References folder and manage NuGet package. And by searching online, type in windowsazure.mediaservices. And here is the libraries. After installation, we'll take a second to look at what we have installed. There are, you can see there are a bunch of OData library because we wrap around REST API with OData 5.0 library. And we also have our own media services.client library. Lastly, because we build on top of Windows Azure Storage, and we will need Storage Client Library as well. And let me zoom in the code area. At this point, I would assume you have already signed up for media services. And if you haven't, you could go to windowsazure.com to sign up for one. And once you have done that, you will see a tab on the left side shows media services. And those are all the available services I have. And let's just choose one of them. There's a Manage Keys button here. Click on it. It will show you account name and access key. These are very important for you to access a media service. Let's come back to the console. I'm going to use code snippets in this demo. And here we will need to assign account key and account name first. So just copy account key and account name. And after that, we are creating a cloud media context object. This object is used for you to communicate with media services. And we will just resolve the namespace by right-click resolve and using windowsazure.mediaservices.client. This single input file path shows where my file located in my local disk. And you can see it's under ctr and training.mp4. I can just play this video. So we resolve this path also by adding system.io. And the next step is to utilize account key and account name to make a connection to our media services. And this one sentence made the connection by passing in account name and account key. And we will be having a helper method called create set and upload single file given a input file path. So what it does is to basically create a set and upload your file into the set in media services account. There are five steps involved for creating and upload file into media services, and we will go through them one by one. And the first concept is a set. A set is a concept of a representing a video asset. It could associate it with multiple media files. And for instance, if you used to create smooth streaming video asset, you will know that for one single smooth streaming video file, it has multiple manifest files to representing different video track, audio track. And the step one for us is to create a set. You will give the asset a set name. That's very important for you to identify what video or movie that is. And it will show up in the portal as well. And then we are calling assets.create method and passing a set name and the asset creation options. So if we take a look at creation options, there are four options given here. And for the last one, storage encrypted, once you choose that, we will pre-encrypt your file before you upload it through the wire, and also it will be encrypted while storing so that your file doesn't get compromised while transmission. And now it's easy to understand that there won't be any protection. And for the first two, common encryption protected and envelope encrypted, encryption protected, which means if you might be doing play-ready encryption or some other sort of encryption using on-premises tool, and that's the way for you to tell us that, hey, my asset is play-ready encrypted, and we will understand that if you specify the first or the second option. And I'm just going to choose now. And for the step two is to, as I mentioned, there is a concept of asset file associated with asset. So there could be multiple asset files inside one asset. Because we are actually uploading a MP4 file, so there will only be one asset files associated with this asset. And we'll just get the file name and we will create the asset file. The step three here is to create asset policy and locator. Let me insert the code first and I'll explain. Asset policy is used to define how your file or container gets accessed, how long you want the access window to be, and what type of permission you want to give, such as write or read. And for locator, it is an entry point for you to access your file or access the container. For this code sample, I'm giving 5 minutes of writing time into this locator for media context. And in this case, it will be a folder that you are allowed to upload your video asset. As a best practice, usually you wanted to create different locator associated with different policy for write and read. The reason being, it could be a reading policy for maybe 1 year, so people can read your video file. But for the writing policy, maybe you just want to keep it short, like say 5 minutes for this very short video to be able to upload it into the container, and then you delete the locator so that no one can access it through this locator, this entry point of your folder. And then it's the method, very straightforward, that you utilize your single file path where your file located in local hard drive and then upload it into the asset file. Remember, you are uploading things into asset file rather than asset. And lastly, we are going to set a primer file within a asset. This is pretty important because, as I mentioned, there could be multiple asset files associated with one asset. And if take smooth streaming as an example, there will be a manifest file that is the primary files for all the smooth streaming assets, and you will want to identify that as primary. And lastly, since we finished the upload, we should delete the locator. And we will need to return the set because we are creating the set here. Okay, and we are ready to go now. If I click on start, we will see that the asset getting created. We are uploading training.mp4. Once it is done, the console gets closed. And we can see it through the console. If I click on content, you will see that this Azure ad in MP4 just gets created into the portal. And what we could do is we could actually publish the file, which give us a URL to access the file. Now you can see this is the published URL for this MP4 file, and we could hit on play. You can see that the video gets played. Meanwhile, there's one thing I want to highlight. In the portal, if you choose to upload, you can also do the same thing, that browse for a file from local disk. And also you can transfer your file from a Azure storage. As a summary, this video shows you how do you use .NET SDK to programmatically upload a file from your local disk into Windows Azure Media Services. And for the next video, we are going to show you how do you encode your video or getting video streamed from Media Services. Thank you for watching.